I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 22nd. Today in 1928, Jimmie Rodgers records his best-selling record, Waiting for a Train, backed with I'm Lonely and Blue in Atlanta, Georgia. Today in 1949, Bill Monroe records in Nashville for the first time at the Castle Recording Studio in the Tulane Hotel. Today in 1963, David Allen Coe begins serving a 4-year prison sentence at the Ohio State Penitentiary for car theft, possession of obscene materials, and possession of burglary tools. DAC later claims he killed a fellow inmate during his incarceration. He didn't. Today in 1966, at the age of 48, Eddie Arnold becomes the youngest, at the time, living inductee to the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with music publisher Jim Denny, Grand Ole Opry founder George D. Hay, and Uncle Dave Makin. Today in 1975, courts ruled that Billie Jean Williams' marriage to Hank Williams was valid and that Billie Jean is entitled to 50% of his royalties from copyright renewal. Hank Williams' first wife, Audrey, had contested Billie Jean's rights. Today in 1978, the TV show Hee-Haw celebrated its 10th anniversary with a special episode starring show regulars Buck Owen, Roy Clark, and Minnie Pearl, singing Will the Circle Be Unbroken with Barbara Mandrell, Kenny Rogers, Crystal Gayle, Ronnie Milsap, Roy Acuff, and Conway Twitty. Today in 1982, Mel Tillis sings the Western Swing classic Stay a Little Longer during an episode of the CBS show The Dukes of Hazzard. Today in 2005, the reality TV show Tuckerville debuts on The Learning Channel, documenting the life of country music star Tanya Tucker. It ran for 2 seasons and a total of 18 episodes. And today in 2008, Madame Tussauds in New York unveils a very creepy wax figure of Carrie Underwood. We're remembering the birthday today of Curly Chalker, born today in 1931 in Enterprise, Alabama. He plays steel guitar on hit songs like Lefty Frizzell's Always Late With Your Kisses, Hank Thompson's The Wild Side of Life, Ray Price's For the Good Times, and Marie Osmond's Paper Roses. Happy 28th birthday to singer-songwriter Dylan Scott, born today in 1990 in Bastrop, Louisiana. His debut self-titled album on Curb Records reached the top 5 on the Billboard Country Albums charts and produced 2 hit singles. And that's what happened today in country music history for October 22nd. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TICMH Podcast.